Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. January the 18th, a clean slate.
This week's teaching looks at how, through the blood of Jesus, all of our sins can be forgiven. Today, Derek shows us how, for God, forgiving also means forgetting. One of the most wondrous aspects of God's nature is that when he forgives, he does so completely and in full. The book of Micah states this truth beautifully.
Micah chapter 7, verses 18 to 19. Who is a God like you? Who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. You will again have compassion on us. You will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea.
Isn't that beautiful? Every wrong thing that we've ever done, everything that could ever make us feel guilty, every accusation that the enemy could ever bring against us, God treads underfoot, then hurls it into the depths of the sea. Someone has remarked that when God casts your sins into the sea, he puts up a notice that reads, "No fishing." Don't ever try to go back and resurrect something that God has buried. If God has forgiven you, you're forgiven. There are no further questions. God's forgiveness is total. In Isaiah, God speaks to his people.
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25. I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins.
When God forgives us, he blots out the record of our sins. Our slates are clean. God doesn't have a poor memory, but he does have the ability to choose to forget. And when he forgives, he forgets. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that you have forgiven me fully, blotting out the record of my sins. You have forgotten them, and I will as well. Through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.